Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Understanding ex-spouse Social Security benefits often goes unclaimed. Many, many ex-spouses are eligible for either spousal or widow benefits from a prior marriage, and they go unclaimed frequently. So what are you eligible for? Well, first off, to be eligible for these benefits, you have to have been married for 10 years. So you'll have to show a marriage certificate and a divorce decree or divorce agreement showing the 10 years of marriage. You know, when it comes to spousal benefits, traditionally, Social Security is pretty good at connecting all the dots in the system. And, you know, the lower earning spouse gets the greater of their own benefit or half of their spouse's benefit. So like my wife, who worked primarily in the home for a good part of our married life, you know, half of my benefit is going to be worth more than her full benefit. So she'll get half of mine, as long as I'm drawing. Well, the same thing is true for ex-spousal benefits. The only thing is to get that same spousal benefit, your ex-spouse does not have to be drawing Social Security. So you can get that ex-spouse benefit, but they're not going to connect the dots in the system. You're going to have to connect those dots for them. And then perhaps the most overlooked benefit of all, the widow or widower benefit. When your ex-spouse passes away, if their full benefit is higher than yours, you then get the widow benefit as if you were still married at their time of death. It doesn't matter if they remarried. Doesn't matter if they have three ex-spouses. You're entitled to that benefit. Now, if you remarry, you're no longer entitled to that benefit if you're a divorced spouse. But that's just critically important to understand all those things. That widow-widower benefit, you know, I was meeting with someone just this past week that very well may be eligible for a widow-widower benefit that they weren't even aware of from someone they were married to a pretty good while ago, but they were married for over 10 years. And that ex-spouse has passed away, and they didn't even know that they might be eligible for that. So understanding not only spousal benefits and widow-widower benefits, but those same benefits for ex-spouses, you're entitled to the same benefit as long as you haven't remarried. So getting your arms around Social Security strategy, spousal benefit, understanding widow benefit, that's all of those are key parts of Social Security strategy, which ultimately is a huge part of your income plan.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting broganfinancial.com.